Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the big show. It is, well, it's the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. The star of our show is that gentleman right over there, the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer. How you doing this week, Fred?
How you doing? Pretty good. I lost my headphones.
You lost your headphones.
I have no headphones. That's okay.
That's all right. No.
We don't need them.
Yeah, you don't need any headphones. It's really you don't. I'll help you out here a little
2023.
Yeah, go right in there and hand them in. You're off the camera there, JD. Stand up. Anyway, we got a big show to talk about here today.
There's other people in this room except me and you.
Yeah, it is. We got our executive producer, JD here. We got Mike Gary. We got the entire staff working on putting this whole show together. And you, my friend, miraculously have a set of headphones. Welcome here to the show. We're everywhere. We're on Sports Byline Radio. We're on Sirius XM, channel 203 on XM, Sirius channel 217, and the XM Sirius app, channel 967. So check it all out. It's good stuff for you, too. Man, we'll have it for you on the show today. Also, our flagship 790 KABC in Southern California and everywhere. It's been quite a sports week. And what do you have for us, Fred? You've been enjoying what's been going on this week?
What's that?
I said, you've been enjoying what's been going on this week in baseball and football and all sorts of things. I got lots to talk about here on the show.
Looking at my notes here, and there you go. Thanks a lot. I'm more concerned about what is in my notes in terms of
Yeah, well, we're going to talk some football.
That government agencies want to make in our sports.
You really think so? It's all that way?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a look at that. I want to talk baseball. I want to talk about safety rules. They talk about that at all times, and it's not that safe of a game anymore. And we'll talk about a batter that likes to hit catchers in the head with his bat. And I think nobody seems to care about it.
Well, that's not an accident, but
that's what I'm saying. Nobody seems to care. So we'll take a look at that and a whole lot more. Don't forget you can email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. It's freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about All Natural Ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase energy, memory, sleep, and it helps unlock your immune system. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. So go ahead, eat that pepperoni pizza without heartburn. And now you can try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. Free shipping, a money-back guarantee, plus a free bottle of my smooth skin. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. Try Balance 7, 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Welcome back here. We are in the sports lounge here, the Fred Dreyer Show. Fred, of course, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. People saying hello to you from your days on Hunter, from your days with the Rams. We're going to talk a lot about football today, but we do have to talk some baseball. And I want to talk to you. I was one of the big proponents, Fred, about the pitch clock. I didn't think I liked it. Now I like it. The game's moving along. But they're saying there's some things that are happening. Clayton Kershaw pitched on the Dodgers this week, and the announcers were saying he's not a big fan of the pitch clock because you got to just keep throwing the ball. You get into trouble. You can't take a second to walk around the mound anymore. You got to just keep throwing them in. So with that in mind, they're saying that the era of the no-hitter may be going into remission here. We had, they say it was a rarity for a time, but then we started getting no-hitters. Major League Baseball's rule changes now now to try to stimulate the offense. There's the pitch clock, the ban on defensive shifts. There's a few less inches from home to first base. It's had a modest but profound effect, and the hits per game are up 2% from last year, 2.5% from 2021. Runs scored are up 7%. But so far in this season, the no-hitter, you know, we don't see any. And so it's been almost 2 years since, I guess, Corey Kluber was the last guy. He was on the Yankees, needed 101 pitches to no-hit the Rangers back in 2021. So what do you think? Is the no-hitter going to be a thing of a rarity even more so nowadays?
Well, not only that, but all statistics in Major League Baseball will now become compromised. All of it.
Good point.
That means Hall of Fame numbers.
Yep.
That means the blind stupidity of people coming in and monkeying with rules and regulations to make it have a specific outcome in their favor. It's a disgrace. I wrote down here on my little note on my. On another subject,
yeah, you got it down there.
We're gonna cover this a little bit later on.
Yes.
About football kickoffs and all that stuff. But where you see concussions, let's say, where you see abnormalities of a greater degree than others, you see a lack of basic fundamentals and techniques. That's the way it is all the way across the board. You start screwing around with pitchers, fundamentals, and techniques.
And things change.
And things are going to change.
Well, make your point, because I agree with you. All of a sudden, the record books have changed because it's a new set of rules. So you can't really compare the guys of the past with the guys now, because the pitchers now have to pitch every 20, 30 seconds. They got to throw the ball.
Yeah, it's like your mother saying, eat your food. No, eat your peas now. Now take a bite of corn. You know, they're along the line.
Yeah.
It's you're either going to have a sport or not. All of this has been maladjusted because of television. It's all been a maladjusted. It's a perversion of major control of the regulations and the rules set forth in the playing of the game. But now you've got Campbell's soup now affecting the way pitchers think about their job. You mentioned Kershaw a little while ago. Well, he's going to start grinning and bearing the weight of the responsibility of not enjoying his time on the mound. And, you get a guy like that who's close to retirement anyway.
Yeah.
That just might push him out the door.
Well, and it's the deal. And the thing is, we went through a few years of having shifts out there in the outfield. So now records change that way. Now there's no shift. So maybe it's easier for some guys to get a hit. People are saying, how does Cody Bellinger seem to do so well now with the Cubs? Maybe the shift was affecting him. Maybe they were standing exactly where he hits it every time, and now they can't do that.
Well,
so now he's getting hits.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's good for everybody.
There's your answer, everybody.
And again, I write it down wherever I go, every season of baseball, basketball, football, hockey, soccer, what do you name it? No tackling and no fundamentals are being taught in major league professional sports. I know that for a fact. I see it.
In spring training, it even said, right?
Spring training, you see it. And you ask somebody about it. You'll ask somebody dressed in a Ram coaching outfit, and you say, "Coach, where's your drill for for your offense and defensive linemen?"
Yeah.
No, we don't. We just fold that in.
They work on that themselves.
We fold that in, and along with the passing drills and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're liars, and they don't know. Honestly, it sounds obtuse to say that the football coaches don't know anything about what they're doing, and they don't know the results and the ramifications of fundamentals and techniques for every position, for every player, on every game.
Well, if you go back to the no-hitters, as we talked about, when 2 years ago in 2021, when Corey Kluber and the Yankees and Corey no-hit Texas Rangers, that was the second no-hitter in as many days. It was the seventh no-hitter to date, and that was on May 19th, like a couple of years ago in 2021. Two more would follow, and nine no-hitters in one season. That was a 137-year-old record was broken. I understand these records come and they go, but now it's going to be tougher. Joe Musgrove, he was playing on the Padres, and he had a no-hitter April 9th in 2021, and it was a record-breaking season, the first in San Diego Padres history. He struck out 10, and then 2 years later, he gets a $100 million contract extension and a forever place in Padres lore, and it's like that turns things around. Now you're going to see less and less because these pitchers have to keep throwing. They can't take a break, especially they say if the manager leaves them in beyond the fifth inning, they get up into the eighth and ninth, the pitcher's got to take a little bit of a break in between pitches to get the game over with there, especially when they're laboring for it.
Well, look.
Yes.
When they take the ball out of the box, baseball, and they hand it to the pitcher and they tell him to go into the dugout, into the bullpen and get your catcher and get your stuff honed, get it ready, hit your spots and do the things that you specifically need to do to pitch this game coming up. Once they give you rules and regulations that aren't yours, once they ask you to adapt to rules and regulations that belong to the marketing campaign of Campbell's Soup, you know, and it's true. And this is all done because somebody says the game's too slow. Who was that person? Was that a collective or was that an individual, a brain trust that said, you know, you got to tell Kershaw, we don't like him going to his belt and the tip of his cap too much. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to speed him up and we're going to make sure that he knows who in the hell is in control of this game. That's it.
Well, I think you might have really hit it right in the nail on the head here because, you know, everybody's scratching their head going, how can Cody Bellinger do better? The shift is gone now. You take a look. Here's another guy. Trey Turner signs, what, a $300 million deal that he signed with the Phillies? And all of a sudden he says he's disappointed. He says he didn't mince words. This last week on a Monday night, they lost to the Arizona Diamondbacks, and Trey Turner said, I'm honest with myself. I've sucked, is what he said. He crushed five homers, drove in 11 runs the first six games in the World Basketball Classic, but then now he just has four homers and 11 RBIs in his first 46 games since signing that 11-year, $300 million contract. Now, what about the shift? Was he able to see the shift and hit him where they ain't? And now everybody's straight away, so maybe they're catching him on stuff. You can really fool and foul up a guy's hitting structure, and it's going to maybe take a while for some of these hitters to untrack.
Well, that's true. But the key to it is what's happening to the rest of the team. You know, what's happening to the Phillies? They're terrible this year.
Yes.
And so what is it that he has to suffer along trying to find his groove? What else does he have to do to be a part of the team and they're finding their groove? And he sucks, and so does the Philadelphia Phillies.
Hopefully they'll get better, but there's our assessment. We'll be back with more right here on the Fred Dreyer Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Back in the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show here on the Fred Dreyer program. The one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Welcome to the show, folks. We're in ankle deep right now into the football, baseball, basketball.
We got it. Finishing up on baseball.
Trifecta.
The Phillies are having some troubles, as you mentioned,
yeah,
over there.
Well, they're not good.
He was... 2021 Trey Turner, National batting champion. He's got a .302 career average, and they have been losing some games over there. Kyle Schwarber's struggling. Reese Hoskins is out for the season with a knee injury. Bryce Harper just recently came back. Turner's having trouble. They're saying he's striking out more, missing. His problem is he's swinging and missing more frequently, 71% contact rate since his rookie season. So that's tough. Now, let's get to another one here in baseball, then we're going to get to some football. I'm watching this game. This just last week, I think it was Monday, on the Braves were playing the Dodgers. And this guy, and I happened to be listening in the car to Sirius XM, listening to the game done by the Atlanta Braves announcers. And they're talking about Marcelo Osuna's up at the bat for Atlanta, and he makes a big swing. This guy's a heavy duty dude, and he swings hard, and you can hear the crack of the helmet when the bat hits Will Smith's helmet. And Will Smith apparently gets upset and jumps up and says, hey, you know, you knock this off. Apparently this is not a one-time occurrence. It's happened to Will Smith with Osuna once before. It's happened to many other catchers. And these Atlanta Brave announcers, that I don't even know who they were, they're the worst, they're like, well, you know, that happens. It's not intentional. And he should just say he's sorry. Well, Marcelo Osuna never said he was sorry. Never said anything of those blowhards in the broadcast booth. And Will Smith was on the Dodgers, was on that, like his announcers didn't even know. What, he was off 3 weeks, Fred Dreyer, with the concussion therapy that he was out of this the lineup with the
Dodgers?
Yeah,
and believe me, you don't have too many of those bullets that you can count on.
One that hits your head, right?
Exactly. He takes another blow to the head like he did before.
Yeah.
He's not going to be catching anymore.
And the last one was a foul ball in his mask, and then he had a foul ball in his mask again in this game.
Well,
so
that's part of the game, certainly.
Yeah, but I mean, but that'll get you after a while.
Not with this elongated follow-through on swings by Osuna. And the back, he drags the bat across home plate, and then he swipes it around, and it comes around behind him.
And hits
Smith in the helmet.
So let me ask you this question, Fred, because you're talking about government rules in football and baseball, government being the NFL and the Major League Baseball. So they don't let you slide into home base anymore so you don't get hurt. They don't let you do this and that kind of a thing. How can they let this ox, this Marcel Osuna, big, heavy-duty guy, smack catchers in the helmet and not penalize him and throw him out of the game for doing it? I don't think he'd do it if he got tossed out of a game a few times.
Is he a person of color?
Yes, I think
I
he was. Yeah,
he
yeah.
Is.
Yeah,
so
he is.
Osuna?
Yeah,
sure. Well, that's racism.
Well, it is.
That's why it's government baseball.
So they'll let him get away with that because of that?
That's why it's government baseball.
So you think they'll let him get away with that because of that?
No one's fined him. No one came up to him.
Exactly. Never.
The Atlanta press.
Nobody asked him.
I've heard nothing
about it.
The Atlanta press saying, hey, what is this here? You know, you've done this a lot, Osuna. This guy, Osuna, is a big, strong guy.
He is, and he's hit a bunch of guys in the head.
He's hit a bunch of catchers in the head.
And here's the deal. When the announcers on the Braves said, did you say you're sorry? Will Smith, they asked him. He says, nope, he never said he was sorry.
You know, that stuff comes around, as they say.
What?
That comes around.
So we're going to look at something at some point?
And at some point in time,
I would.
Osuna's going to be surprised.
Yeah. Hey, Will Smith, just one other thing on this. They talked to him. He says, I was just mad. He hit me in the head with his bat pretty hard. It's not the first time he's done it to me. He's done it to other catchers around the league. I just felt like there comes a point where I need to say something there. In the moment, it kind of got a little heated. It's something he's not doing on purpose, but you do it enough times, you'd think he'd fix it.
Well, no penalty, no fixie. If I'm Osuna and I've hit several different catchers on different teams, that's not an accident
anymore. And so a little more from Will Smith. He says, I just came off a concussion 3-4 weeks ago, whatever it was. So, yeah, the catcher is the one back there. He's the one getting hit. It's my job, and I'm the one wearing it. Hopefully I wake up tomorrow feeling good, should feel good. So, yeah. And Smith is a real easygoing, calm guy. I mean,
at some point in time, all that's taken as a weakness.
And it bothered me that the Atlanta Brave announcers on radio.
Well, they're punks. What do they know?
Yeah, well, they're old guys, and they kissed the butt of Marcell Ozuna.
That's
who
right.
should have been thrown out of the game.
I have made statements like this before, and here's the statement.
Tell them.
There is no sports coverage in America.
What do you mean by that?
You can't respect the sports coverage in America. You can't expect somebody from Atlanta to call out an Atlanta Brave player for this type of crime.
They're homers. You're right.
He should say, this guy should apologize or get off the field today because you're too stupid to understand that this isn't an accident. You've hit Smith several different times in your career.
And other catchers.
And there's other catchers in the league that are complaining about it.
All right, so let's move on a little bit here because you wanted to talk about this, and it's a great segue. So now, because they worry about injuries, the NFL has got this new kickoff fair catch rule. What do you think about this thing?
Well, give them a little brief idea.
So, for every action, there's a reaction, they say, and the theme's pretty attached. A new college-like rule. NFL owners adopted this last week on Tuesday. It allows this rule for a fair catch on kickoffs. If you've followed the pattern in recent years, concussion therapy became part of football talk, and since the NFL was hammered a billion ways in the class action lawsuit that alleged negligence by the league in dealing with concussion risks, it's hardly a surprise it's come to this, according to this article. So in lieu of removing kickoffs from the game, they've got another rule in the name of safety. Kickoffs, they say, are the type of play that results in the highest rate of concussions, and the numbers, according to league data, have trended upward the past 2 years. So according to Jeff Miller, he's the NFL executive vice president, quoting him, he says, we can't stand by and do nothing. He said,
Who said that?
This is a guy named Jeff Miller, NFL executive vice president. It includes the oversight of health and safety initiatives. And
he says, we can't stand by and do nothing. This guy's never played a down in his life.
And he says they're mindful of legal context because they're getting sued all the time. So here's the deal. They've adopted a one-year trial that'll set up the receiving team at the 25-yard line following a fair catch on a kickoff.
Yeah,
so you
finished.
Just catch it, you're on the 25-yard line.
You're finished.
What about running back the ball?
Cancel the sport. It's shameful.
Cancel the sport. Yes.
Cancel it.
This is a serious change to the rule. You catch that ball, you go take off. You know, if you can let it drop and dribble around and let it stop. So those days are over.
When I would come down the tunnel at the Coliseum.
Yeah.
And, there would be an Aram official on the sideline there helping people who needed help get to the stands or get to on the sideline. They'd say, hurry up, Fred, you're going to miss kickoff. Well, now I don't have to worry about that.
No. They're just going to catch the ball, and you got to be on the 25-yard line.
Yeah, and this is an embarrassment.
There's no competition in the game at all with that.
An embarrassment. And by
the way,
the stat for kickoff returns was a proud.
You better believe it.
You know, we play the Raiders, and they have Cliff Branch back there at the 1 yard line. That's about where he said he'd like to catch the ball, and he would return the sucker. And he had like 6 TD returns that year. And what's going to happen now to Cliff Branch or the Cliff Branches of the league?
They just catch
out of a job. It's what they're out of.
What about the poor guy that can't hold on to it? And he gets mauled and gets a concussion because people grab the football.
Well,
what if he catches it and drops it?
When you pull people off a pile, no matter what's a kickoff, a punt, what kind of a play it was, if it's a kicking game or a running play or a passing play, you have to understand that in order to get that guy to the ground or to break him loose for yardage, it takes a lot of people doing a lot of the things correctly, fundamentally, technique-wise. And once you have a breakdown to the point where people get concussions and you're going to get them, you've got people lowering your head. I was on those teams. And this is, you know, don't lower your head crashing into the wedge.
Exactly.
So we're not going to have a wedge anymore, are we? We're
nope.
not going to have returns anymore.
They're taking it all off.
No.
Yeah,
they're going to take everything out of the sport. So we are protecting the players.
Isn't that nice? You can have a nice
cup. It's pathetic.
Why don't we do touch football?
Remember when you and I went out to the Ram facility in Irvine?
It was a wake-up call for me. You had seen it in all those years you played. I went out there expecting to see guys, you know, going up trying to push through with the guys holding things back and all these movies you see and film clips you see. These guys were sitting around with rubber bands, stretching them out like they're, you know, like a little
teapot. Yeah, don't forget the cell phones. Don't forget the cell
phones. They had cell phones talking on their cell phones. It was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. When did they ever get any practice
in? All those fields are broken down into parcels. So each coach can have their group of people for 8-9 minutes at a time to go over the things they need before the teams are brought together on the main field to run their defense and their offense, or to run the pass plays or the running plays. And they don't have that today because they don't want to run the ball.
You know the guy expending the most energy that I saw? You, sweating in the tent, signing autographs for people. That's the most perspiration I saw in the whole training. I'm not kidding. And then, of course, we went over to the tent over there and had some of my hamburgers and cookies. And, oh, my gosh, it was a joke.
Yeah, it's a buffet of people who are bored.
Can't wait to get back to camp. I hope they have hot dogs this year. We'll be back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge.
Your favorite.
Stay with us.
Wendy's Strawberry Frosty is back for the summer. Because if it's summertime, it's frosty time. Beach time, frosty time, tea time, frosty time, me time, frosty time. Treat yourself to Wendy's Strawberry Frosty this summer and make time for frosty time. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Now open till midnight or later.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life, from carpooling kids to work to friends and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number. And now during our Memorial Day sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
IBM Cloud Carbon Calculator is an AI-informed dashboard that gives organizations access to standards-based cloud emissions data with just a few clicks. helping them build a more sustainable future. As businesses move further on their hybrid multi-cloud journeys, they're working to deliver innovation while meeting growing ESG demands. Brianna Frank, Vice President, IBM Cloud.
Emissions reporting is becoming commonplace worldwide, yet inadequate data is the biggest obstacle to making ESG progress. With the IBM Cloud Carbon Calculator, we are making it easier for our clients to assess the data they need to address their carbon impact and to make more informed decisions.
The IBM Cloud Carbon Calculator enables organizations to track their emissions across various workloads down to the cloud service level and help further advance their sustainability objectives. The new dashboard complements IBM's existing sustainability solutions and expertise. By infusing data with AI into daily operations, IBM helps companies make sustainability strategies actionable. To learn more, visit ibm.com/think. Sponsored by IBM.
We're back. Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. You can follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Sports Byline carrying the show, Sirius XM, CRN Digital Talk Radio, our flagship 790 KABC. Good to be with you here. Getting you through on the weekend. Don't forget the big Memorial Day coming up. I hope you have a nice day off to contemplate some of the good stories. Rounding out football here, Fred, there's a couple of people we should talk about. Adrian Peterson, he's been around forever. I remember my buddy Chris Carley is a big Minnesota Vikings fan. Oh, I love Adrian Peterson. He's really good. And apparently Adrian hasn't played for a couple of years. He's 38 years old. He didn't play last season. He needs 82 rushing yards to hit 15,000 yards for his career. He's 351 yards from tying Barry Sanders' fourth place on the all-time rushing list. He says, "Mentally, I haven't hung it up. We'll see what happens." Talking to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, to Neil and Suede McCoy there. "Mentally, I haven't hung it up. We'll see what happens. My mindset is, if God's willing, maybe an opportunity presents itself, and maybe it happens this season. I'll go from there. But if nothing happens this season, for sure, I will be hanging it up."
Oh, let's cross our fingers that he
does. I want to see him play.
I do.
Just
so
for
he
fun.
Can get his 15 yards.
Yeah.
What is it? 15.
I thought it was a team sport.
How many yards does he need?
He needs. What did I tell you? He needs 351 yards shy of Barry Sanders' fourth place record, and he needs 82 rushing yards to hit 15,000.
Okay, look, let's just automatically give it to him.
Give it to him, and
just
it's over
with. Just go ahead
and
give it to him.
See, Adrian.
Because in the bylaws here, you know, he's going to have to probably be subjected to concussions to get the record.
Exactly. And so, you don't want him injured.
No, we don't want to hurt the guy.
You like that one? Here's another one for you. And our producer, Jeremy Dayton, JD, he's great, but he's a big Ravens fan. He's not going to like this, but here's Lamar
That's
Jackson.
Too bad. That's too bad.
You know, our buddy Bill Shatner was saying, Lamar Jackson, what a great guy. He can run. He can move. He can make it down the line. He can throw it to Spock. He can get it out there to Scotty. This Lamar Jackson, and Bill Shatner is a huge football fan, and he loves you, by the way, Fred. And Lamar Jackson says he's going to run less. Are you kidding me? This was the magic that this guy had, was the fact that he could scramble and run. And now, because they've got more receivers there on Baltimore, he says he's not going to run anymore.
Well, he made all of his money and fame
running
the football.
Yeah.
And now he's decided, mm-hmm. I'm not going to run so much anymore. And, well, and the team says, "Oh, gee, we're all behind you. If you don't want to run, hey, look, we're not going to push you. If you don't want to run anymore and jeopardize getting tackled too many times, you know, we're all for that."
Yeah, the Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken said, "Jackson was extremely pleased with the direction of the new scheme, and he believes a philosophy of change was needed to be successful going forward."
Oh, well,
so
gee whiz.
It's going to be a good one.
This sport, I'm telling you, folks, you're going to see it. You're going to see some things really start to show up in the short term and in the long run.
Catch this one. Baltimore, the Ravens, they're 16-1 when Jackson runs for 90 or more yards. But he's taken a high 877 hits. That's a lot of hits over the past five seasons. So he flushed a big smile, asked if the rushing attempts will be scaled back. He said, absolutely, absolutely, especially with the receivers we have. So there you have it.
That's yeah. Throw to the receivers, let them get a concussion.
Running can only take you so far, and I feel like with this new era of teams and offenses in the league, I feel like we need Coach Todd Monken. What I'm seeing in his offense so far is looking tremendous. So good luck to him. Maybe they have a good year.
Well, remember, folks, where you see concussions, you see a failure in fundamentals and techniques.
That's very true.
And it happens to linemen. It happened to me. And it happens to running backs. It happens to every single person imaginable. O.J. Simpson, toward the end of his career, had a special padding that they put in the dome of his hat to dull the concussion shock of contact. Didn't help
when he put that special padding in the glove.
All these guys are looking for an easy way out. Yep. They want the yards, but they don't want to. You start lowering your head at the wrong time, and you've got big issues. And you want to cure a lot of concussions, defensively, offensively. You just kick people out of the game when they start lowering their head. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
2 years ago, or 2 or 3 years ago, I saw that they were going to do that. They never did it. They never did it once.
Yeah, what they say and what they do are two different things. Let's say hello to some of the listeners that are on Facebook Live. Katrina says, hey, Fred Dreyer, Mike Horn, how you doing? They are watching on the video on Facebook Live. And by the way, they said hats off to you because they're watching both Hunters and Land's End now. Rachel says hello to me. Thank you. I'm doing great, Rachel. Thank you for asking. Her favorite actor, she says, is you, Fred. From Hunter and Land's End. Neighbor Paul used to be on the show. He wants to know how the Rams managed to lose a game that had Tom Neville blocking Jack Youngblood and sacking Phil Sims five times. Do you remember that game, or is Neighbor Paul pulling that one out of thin air?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Most of us don't. Bruce says, hey, Fred, you should have a picture on Bud Light cans. Now, that might turn the drinks around there, Fred, Bud Light. They need some help. Put you on there.
Put me on there clubbing another quarterback.
No, you don't want to do that. Nikki says, greetings from Nebraska. Lee is listening to us in Cleveland, Ohio. Let's see what else we've got here. Oh, by the way, Bruce is called in and said his favorite episode of Hunter was when you were in drag on Hunter. You went undercover
once. Me and John Matuzak. It's true.
That's, I know. I saw the episode. It's
Did
great.
You see it?
Yes.
John came over to me because I kill him in a bar, and I throw him off the balcony, and he says, "You know what? Maybe I should throw you off the balcony too."
You know, this is something.
Not now, John. Let's a little bit later.
You and I have talked about this, and this is a record, I think, on television.
Yes.
When they wanted less violence on TV and they didn't want you shooting people, you have the record for throwing more people off buildings than in any other crime drama.
Yeah, that's true.
It is true.
I sent a note to Brandon Tartikoff, at the head of the NBC.
Yeah.
I said, Brandon, today I consummated yet another police duty. By dumping this criminal, this rapist, dumped him off of a building. He wrote back, good work.
Good work, Fred. John is listening to us in New York. He says, hi there. Rach says, my daughter, Katrina, and I are both here in Birmingham listening and watching you guys, and that's good. Diane says, hello, Mark and Fred. I guess I'm Mark, and it's good, Diane, that you...
That's okay. You asked her. You answered to both, don't you?
I answered. Just don't call me late to dinner. Chris says, what do you think about the number of LeBron James, rumors of LeBron James retiring from the Lakers after they were swept?
You know, I don't care. It's so self-serving, I'm not going to be a part of it.
You're not going to comment on it?
No.
Well, here's the deal. He's going to be paid another $49 million for next year. So if he retires...
It's actually 92, actually.
He's not going to go ahead and say, well, you know, I'm going to retire and you guys keep that money. He's going to want the money. So he better play next year.
Well, he has to play. He's under contract.
Yeah.
He's not... If he wants to go home, he can do that.
Yeah. So
he can do that. He can go home.
By the way, Nikki says, Fred, how is your back? We haven't talked about it. You had a bad back. Is it better this week?
No, it's in there. It's fine.
Yeah. Jeremy is saying the criticism has always been they need to be able to throw the ball more and balance the offense. I guess he's talking about Lamar Jackson here. He says he has weapons at wide receiver now to throw to. So, of course, he's going to throw more. The coaches are going to give him weapons to bring balance, which means less fumbles, I guess.
I'll tell you what it
means. Come on, JD, release. Come on.
Here's what it means.
What does it mean?
Atlanta Falcons had a quarterback in the 70s called Steve Bartkowski.
Oh, yeah.
He was from Cal.
Yes.
Good quarterback.
Good guy.
Had a good arm. He used to throw the hell out of it.
Yep.
They threw the ball against the Rams, the team I was on, 58 times.
Wow.
There was no balance in there. They do what they think they can get away with, and they exhaust every opportunity that they take in order to do that. So it doesn't make any difference what we ran three. That's what Chuck Knox would say on the airplane. Well, let's see. We lost the game today because we ran 26 times and we passed 41. We're a little out of sync on that series of offensive philosophies. So, you know, and it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
A play is a play is a play.
Hey, how about it? We don't talk about golf much here, but it's Michael Block guy. This guy, overwhelmed by the reaction, including a text he got from Michael Jordan after he won $288,000 and tied for 15th at the PGA Championship game last week in a Colonial Country Club. Apparently he got a hole-in-one, and he said the story's incredible. He's a teaching pro at Arroyo Tribuco Golf Club in Mission Viejo, California. And normally he teaches lessons, 150 each. He'd been struggling to play collectively for years, but he was in contention almost the entire week. Then he hit that hole-in-one on the 15th on Sunday that sent the fans of the course and the fans at home nuts in a frenzy. It's good for this guy.
Yeah, good for him.
It's good for the game of golf,
very
too.
Good. Very good.
That's very good stuff over there. Let's get into the old mailbag, if we can, just for a second here. We've got, it's a Hunter episode here. Our photographer Pamela found some pictures, and she said each week you mentioned last week you mentioned Nina Foch, your friend, your mentor, your acting coach. She was a remarkable woman, beautiful. She was a leading lady in dozens of films in the 40s and 50s. In the 60s, she became an acting teacher and coach and taught at USC for over 40 years. She also acted and directed on the stage, guest starred on all the popular TV series, as well as her last TV appearance in 2007. In 1990, apparently she was the guest star on stage. She was on a special guest on the Hunter episode, Acapulco Holiday.
That was a good show.
And that was a good one, huh? Was it?
Yeah, it was a good show.
She apparently looked good. She starred at the age of 66. She passed away at age 84 in 2008. People would love to hear, especially Pamela, what you thought about working with her on your series.
She passed away in 2004?
2008, she said.
Oh, 2008.
At 80, she was 84. What was it like working with your teach?
No, we had a lot of laughs. You know how it is. You make contact with people in life, and you see the absurdities as much as I do. And we had a lot of laughs, awful lot of laughs. She was very, very kind to my wife at the time and my daughter. And we'd go over to her place for dinner and sit around and just cut it up, you know?
Yeah, she's... Pamela said you did good, Fred. You're by the way, she loved you. Pamela does. She said you're a sensitive, sensational actor, and the fans love him.
Well, thank you.
Must have been great fun just to have your acting. Did she correct you at any time, saying, Fred, why don't you do it this way? Did she?
Yeah, it was all her whole thing was, is that the choice you want to make?
So she told you to tell you that, right?
Yeah. She's a teacher.
Yeah.
And it's an observation. And
that's good.
She says, I have no notes, actually, but there's something you better watch out for, but you're going to find it out on your own anyway. Go ahead.
We'll be back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. He's Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. Thanks for joining us. Back to wrap things up for you. Thanks for being with us.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Meanwhile, back on the Fred Dreyer Show in the Sports Lounge, I'm Michael Horn with Fred Dreyer. One other comment here this week. Apparently, you know, remember Pete Rose couldn't bet on the team and they threw him out of baseball? Well, now we got it in college football. The NCAA has put a survey together about betting. She couldn't talk about it on sports shows of the past. Now, 58% of the respondents of the survey said at least one sports betting activity they've done. NCAA includes fantasy sports in the definition of sports betting. 67% of students living on campus are bettors and tend to bet at a higher frequency.
That's right.
68% of Black and African American respondents engage in betting activities, the highest on the demographic surveys. Others are Hispanic or Latino, 63%, Asian, 55%, Caucasian, 54%. This survey commissioned by the NCAA President Charlie Baker. We'd have him on the show, but he's out placing a bet right now.
Well, you're
maybe that's not
you're
true.
Asking
yes.
People to take betting seriously. Don't be too outward in your betting, and people are just saying, you know, leave us alone. We're gonna bet, and that's what you're stuck with now.
Is it?
You're stuck with young people now gambling.
Okay, one final tweet here from Dustin Fitzharris. He says, in 1987, Kim Morgan Green of Dynasty and the Colbys guest starred an episode of Hunter called Allegra. And it looks like you and she kind of hit that off a little bit, huh?
We
am I right
love.
About
we,
that?
We were in love, Mike. That's all I can tell you.
That's all I can say in that episode.
I'm not going to apologize for it, Mike.
In 1973, from Super 70 Sports, says Fred Dreyer became the only player to register two safeties in one NFL game, which was a career day for him until he later solved two murders in one episode of Hunter.
That's right.
Which was bigger for you, Fred?
And then I got the girl.
That was a big day. Was a big day, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a good one.
We're out of time. Follow Fred on Facebook. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Check him out on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. And email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts, Fred.
Well, it's always great to be a part of the machinery, especially when that sucker starts going forward.
See you next week, everybody.